I'm Jackie Vetrano from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
And I'm Logan Bishop from Belmont University. You're listening to Higher Ed Social, part of the Connect EDU network. How do you want to start it?
I can't cheers you. This is very sad.
Yeah, well,
clink,
it's almost
clink,
gone.
Clink. I'm gonna. Can I tap my glass to the microphone?
Sure.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, clink, clink.
We're
happy 2019.
Yeah.
It's 2019. Which
like
means
just barely, but yeah.
Which means that we have not thought about recording and scheduling a guest, which means we get to do a recap episode.
Which we've technically done every like January since like the end of the first year, but yeah.
I think we can be honest enough with our listeners now that like it's very obvious that we struggle with scheduling guests at this time of year. And you know what? I'm okay with that.
Me too. I'm cool with it. It's fine.
Well, happy new year, Logan and listeners.
Happy new year, Jackie. Yeah.
All of us here.
It's been a crazy year.
It has been. Logan, you told me a cool fact before we started recording. Tell the cool fact.
We have recorded at least 47 episodes this year.
That's pretty
legit.
Maybe
even 48. So,
are you just guessing now?
Well, no, because it depends what you count as an episode, I guess. But we've done about 48 episodes this year.
Is that our all-time record for
It is.
Episodes?
It actually is by about 10. I think
wow.
Our first season we had like 36 episodes and that was like the most.
Wow.
Up until now. So I think we did pretty good this year.
I think it's because, at least for me, we kept seeing an increase in listenership. And so that made me feel like we had to keep doing it.
Right. And then we went to weekly again from going from biweekly.
We did because we got two really great people to join our team, and that's really exciting. So this is where we thank them.
Yeah, thanks, Emma.
And Mariah.
Yeah.
You guys are great. You make
guys
the show
awesome.
Great. And you make us less crazy, so it's really
And you
amazing.
Make me and Jackie not have to work so hard, which is great.
It's so helpful. They're
it
great
is.
People. Emma and Mariah are helping us with finding guests and getting the show notes together and making sure we stay on schedule and making sure our social media is great. Which you can follow us on Twitter. We are at HES Podcast, or you can find us on Facebook, Higher Ed Social Podcast. Just a plug there. But it's been really great. So
it's allowed me to spend time with my family and you to get grad school taken care of.
More homework. It has allowed me to do homework.
Homework is good. We want you to graduate.
Yes.
We really
do. For listeners
who
have been following along, I am still in grad school. And we'll be finishing hopefully at the end of the summer of this year.
I think we'll have a special episode for that.
Oh, man. I might not be very sober on that episode, for the record.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And we'll all enjoy it.
That's good to know. So, yeah. So that's my plan for the year.
Well, no, it's not, because we actually have some resolutions that we want to share with you that we have for this year. This is actually like resolutions that we've picked up from some of our favorite episodes this year.
Yeah. We've had some really good, really cool guests, and learned a whole lot. I think every other episode I probably said my mind is blown or wow, I just learned something. We went back through the year. We're not going to have you listen to all of them, but we hope that you do. And we came up with, I think, some really, really ambitious resolutions, but I'm happy that we're going to try. So I'll start with number one. Thanks to Brenda Ice, who is actually episode number 100. She is pretty incredible. She's over in California at Scripps College. And from her, we talked a lot about residence life, because that's where she works. She's over in campus life and oversees residence life as well. And she told us about these mental health breaks and like opportunities for her staff to really truly take a mental health break. And I think a lot of us put that on our calendar and then the alert goes off and we're in the middle of something and we say like, oh, well, no, it's okay. I'll do it next week or tomorrow or whatever. And we don't. And so that episode was great to actually hear her method and like how she actually enforces it with her staff and that they actually do it. And I'm sure they're much more rested than I am because I don't take mental health breaks.
You should.
I really hopefully should.
Hopefully you will this year.
Yes, I'm going to have Brenda teach me.
Next, I think that, you know, one of the resolutions that I would like to do is just discover a new passion or find something new to be a part of or to do that I've never done before. And I take that from two episodes from this year. Darren Stocker, who was or is from the Cape Cod Community College in Massachusetts. And he, after 20 years of working in law enforcement, worked on a graduate degree and found a passion for working in higher ed. And it was one of the most touching stories that we've mm-hmm. had this year. And it just made me feel warm and fuzzy inside. And the other is Andy Shaw. Andy is the Director of Enrollment Communications at York College of Pennsylvania. And he teaches a class about comedy, which is great. Yes. And he also is writing a book, A New Mom's Guide to New Dads. And, you know, just writing a book, just so out of the comfort zone and something that, you know, I never thought to try and I probably won't. But it's definitely inspiration to maybe from both of them to think about, you know, what is possible, you know, and how can I go beyond that?
Yeah. And, like you said, it was really fun to talk to Darren, just because of all of his experience and now what he's doing, is really actually not even just like teaching, but getting into like learning management systems, which is something that I don't know everything about law enforcement, but I'm going to guess that LMSs are not necessarily involved. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I mean, we haven't heard much, many updates from Andy on his book, but once we do, we will definitely let our listeners know where that book is available because I think it'll be very, very interesting. I know it is still in process, so that would be pretty cool to plug on the show.
Yep.
Oh, is it my turn now?
It's your turn.
Alternate?
Yes, oh, okay. We're going to alternate, yeah.
Oh, this is fun. I was going to say, Logan, what is your new, like your new passion going to be? Do you have an idea? Your new thing?
I don't know. Maybe bourbon? I don't know. We'll see.
That's a true thing. Do they make kits for that? They make kits for like beer brewing now.
I wasn't saying brewing, but maybe just discovering the difference between different kinds of bourbon. I don't know.
See, if you just said drinking, I was going to say that might be borderline alcoholism, but I appreciate your answer.
Well, anyone who's ever seen me drink knows that I'm very bad at it in that I cannot drink.
I just pictured
too much.
You spilling everything out of your mouth. Like no. That's the vision that I pictured.
No, I would be a very bad alcoholic in that I typically don't like drinking that much. So, you know,
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually that's so curious because I'm surrounded suddenly by folks who really understand beer. Like, I think that's like a hipster thing now that like folks are really into craft beers and like the hops and double hops and all this stuff. And like, oh, I don't like that because it's too weedy and like all these random words. So like, that's something that I truly don't have a palate for. Like, I just kind of drink whatever beer is near me and like, oh, this tastes good or this doesn't taste good. But understanding why I don't or do like beers would be pretty interesting to investigate. So maybe I'll do the same, Logan. We'll just have a drinking podcast.
We should.
There we go. Coming to your earbuds near you, ladies
yep.
and gents. Well, I guess kind of my next one was kind of along that line in terms of hobbies. We had the chance to speak with D. Goines, and he like casually let us know about the Student Affairs Wrestling Clique, spelled K-L-I-Q, because that's cool, that are a bunch of student affairs pros that are into WWE wrestling, which is like really cool. And
they talk about what they do, like, as student affairs professionals in like the frame of reference of WWE, which is,
wait, are you in the group?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't join the Facebook group. Tell me everything.
It's a pretty awesome group if you're into WWE, which I'm not, but I found it very interesting just to see the conversations. It's, and there were some surprising people in there that I actually know and was not expecting to see. So anyway, it was pretty, It was pretty cool.
Are you going to expose some folks or do we
No,
let that?
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but it was
not
super
that it's
fun
an embarrassment because they're in a public Facebook group. So,
no, it's not embarrassing, especially if it's your passion. And so that's kind of like my thing is finding like a fun hobby that's outside of what I do for a living, because I've realized that a lot of my hobbies all ultimately tie back to my job, which is cool. But you know, like I got to get away from the office sometimes mentally. So, I think that's something that I would like to start doing is actually taking up a hobby. Cause back in the, you know, online dating world, people say, what do you do for fun? And you pretty much just say like, oh, I work and I watch TV. That's no fun. So I need a real hobby. So suggestions welcomed.
Bourbon. I don't know. I think that one of the things that I've enjoyed about this season is the number of times that we've been able to actually nerd out with people. And we've actually talked with folks that are specifically in the fields of science that really blew our minds this year. And I will admit, it was a little crazy talking to these folks because they are such experts in their field. The first one was
not that crazy.
Maybe not that crazy. I guess scientists exist, but you know, we're used to talking to like admissions folks and then we talk to a scientist. That's the great thing about the show, right? So we talked to Viorica Marion, who is at Northwestern University School of Communications,
and she had the viral tweet.
She did have the viral tweet, which is why we talked to her. But then we found out that she is a cognitive psycholinguist.
Which is, I didn't realize was a thing, but now I know is the coolest thing.
It is the coolest thing because she conducts research on bilingualism and multilingualism and like how that makes your brain work, which is
I'm pretty
nuts.
Sure that was the episode where I didn't talk a lot because my mind was so blown that I couldn't form words. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Well, we did talk about Yanni and Laurel. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. And that was a big thing in 2018.
It was for like a week. And
I actually did forget about that.
Yeah, I did too. And the other was literally last week with Chris Figner.
I knew you would pick this because you nerded out so hard with her.
Well, she's so
awesome.
Are you
going to go on one of her excursions and do science? You're exploring your passion, resolutions. I'm holding you to it.
Let's go down to Costa Rica and...
Fine with that. We can be on location.
We could be on location, yeah. Catching sea turtles, which is just every marine biologist's dream. Except for the ones that don't dream about that, that dream about other things. But
fair.
But every kid wants to like do something with whales or sea turtles when they grow up, right? So,
okay, sure.
Well, not
everybody. I guess every kid, now that Finding Nemo is a thing, you're probably right.
I guess. I mean, not everybody likes reptiles, but like I've done that before. Like I picked up snakes. Like turtles can't be any worse than that, right?
No, turtles are great.
Turtles are wonderful.
As I mentioned 100 times that I had a pet turtle one time.
Yes. You know, they're a salmonella danger, but that's cool.
I survived it.
You did.
I also eat raw cookie dough like no other. So truly, if I were to get salmonella, I would have gotten it already.
Yeah. I don't think it works like that.
Just saying. No, but I agree. Like, it can be really... It could be really easy for us to, on the show, for example, talk to only folks that work in marketing in higher education, because that's what you and I do for a living, but right. We don't. We talk to people that do all sorts of things. And it's not that bad. We survive it every time. And we actually learn a whole lot of things that may seem overwhelming, but truly we work with great people that take the time to walk us through it. So
that's kind of the point of the show, right?
Right. So basically, if anyone wants to complete this resolution, just listen to this podcast.
And really, all it boils down to is professional development, because that's kind of what it is for us.
You stole my resolution, Logan.
Well, I wasn't trying to. I was trying to segue into it.
No, you just stole it. I'm kidding. That was a great segue. That segues perfectly into my resolution, Logan.
Thanks.
This year, we had the chance to do our first ever, quote, live show, which I put in quotes because it was at the EduWeb Digital Summit of 2018, which was in the summer, and it was over in California, which was very cool. We got the chance to go to San Diego, and Logan and I had the chance to talk about podcasting in higher ed, but we decided to record it and kind of make it into a live episode.
And it didn't fail.
It didn't fail completely, I will say, which is, you know,
except for that
surprising.
Except for that whole question and answer section. But the rest of it was great.
We lost the question and answer session, and I will say we lost the commercial break from an audience member. We had an audience member read a
It was Stephen
App
from hashtag higher ed.
Which was great.
It was amazing.
So sadly we missed that in the recorded piece, but if you were there, please tweet about it and prove that we're not lying, that how great it was. But yeah, no. And so that was really cool for us. It was actually the first time, Logan, I don't think we've ever teamed up for a presentation before, have we?
We have not.
So that was a first.
And we didn't fail at that either.
Nope. It was great. And then it was cool. I mean, we had a really good time. We had some really great questions from the audience. And, you know, podcasting is slowly becoming a thing in higher ed. So it was nice to help out folks that were interested in starting one or had already started it and wanted some insight. So that was professional development opportunity number one for us. And then number two was we got the chance to go to the High Ed Web Conference, which is another conference for higher education marketers and web folks. And Logan presented there. So professional development point for you. And then we had the chance to chat with a bunch of people who most of them had presented, or in the past at least had presented, on our kind of like, what would you call it? It was almost a live episode because we were sitting in a brewery together, but what's that?
And well, pretty much everyone, yeah, we was at the Sacrament in Sacramento, Sacrament Brewery. It was actually in the basement of a bar, with a bunch of vats around us, which was, I guess, kind of cool and hipster. We had some like loaded fries, which was good. And we talked with
talk about the professional development part of it, Logan.
Oh, sorry. The professional development. Well, we talked about all the great things that we learned, and what we call them golden nuggets of High Ed Web, with three folks who've been on the show before, and one person who hadn't.
Yeah, so we got to introduce one new person to the fold, which was really great. So I think professional development is incredibly important. Even listening to this podcast and being a part of it definitely counts as professional development. But I think a really good resolution for all of us is to try one new professional development type thing, whether it be writing a blog post and submitting it to some sort of online journal or magazine, or even starting your own blog, becoming a part of our really cool family of higher ed social guests. We have almost 150 of them or more than that. So if you want to join, you can as part of your professional development, or either like taking a class or going to a conference. Those are really, really helpful when it comes to networking and just learning some new cool stuff. So that's my final resolution for 2019.
So we've got some great resolutions around mental health breaks, around discovering new passions, around finding communities based on your hobby, learning something new and scary, and professional development. I mean, that's pretty full.
yeah. Don't they say that you're not supposed to make too many resolutions because then it gets hard or something?
So does that mean I don't have to do my other two resolutions for this year?
What's your other two resolutions?
I think I'm going to try and run a marathon.
Wow. Can we get, like, when is it?
April.
Can you, like, I'm trying to think, how can listeners get involved with this? I feel like they need to tweet at you to make sure that you're being accountable.
They should.
One.
And if I don't do it, then who's going to blame me, right?
All of us. We're all going to blame you.
Well, I'm going to try really hard to do it because, I don't know, I'm not getting any younger. And if I'm going to do it, I should do it right now before, you know.
Right now? You're going to go right now?
Not right now, but like,
oh.
Like this period of my life, you know, before I hit 40. Oh gosh,
well,
that's coming, isn't it?
Good luck. That is awesome.
Oh crap. 3 more years and I'm going to be 40.
Well, you've got time then to run that marathon.
2.5 years.
Are you trying to like run over time? Like, I mean, I think you can
no,
get
I did that this year
because
I ran 2 half marathons this year. So
there you
that's,
go.
That's like
so you just have to do it like back to back.
Just
totally
back to
easy.
Back. Right.
You're fine.
Just watch
You're totally
the
fine.
Watch the finish line go by one time and then come back to it.
That's
because that's how it works, is you run that's past a... the finish line and watch all the half finishers finish, which is kind of okay. Cool.
That's great. Good luck, Logan.
Trying
we will
not
all
to do
be
that.
Rooting for you in spirit.
Yeah. And the other one is gonna be like run 500 miles in a year.
Wow. Good on you. So you're just going to run nonstop. So what you're saying to me is in 2019, all of these episodes are going to be you kind of panting the whole time.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you'll be recording and running at the same time.
Yeah, we'll see. But those are kind of my professional kind of and personal goals. I think that's kind of what those are. And then there's those other two.
That's great. I think those are a good balance because, you know, we talked about like getting outside of your office a little bit. So
yep.
Good for you.
Yeah. And actually,
we'll be cheering for you.
Actually, I should probably make that like 600 miles in a year instead of 500 since I've run 570 miles this year.
When do you have to lock it in? Like, is there a lot like a...
I think January 1st is when you got to lock it in.
Well, I'll let it slide. Happy New Year. And of course, as always, you can find us online. We are higher ed.social. You can find all the links to all these episodes we talked about today in the show notes for this episode. Or you can just head to our website, go through the episode archives, check out our map. We actually mapped every single person we talk to and where they work in the world. It's pretty cool. So go check it out. You can also follow us. We are at HES Podcast on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. You can find us at Higher Ed Social Podcast. Thanks as always to Emma Hawes and Mariah Barksdale. And don't forget, we are part of the Connect EDU Network, which is the first network for higher education. Pretty much no matter where you work on campus, you'll be able to find a podcast that works for you. So you can visit the website, which is connectedu.network. Happy New Year and have a great start to 2019.
Did you do that all from memory?
Yes.
Nice.
Thanks.